Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fake Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And it is a college football Saturday. And after last night, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Yeah, in sports gambling, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when you're going to have one of those dreadful days. And for us, that was last night. We lose $527.30 in the podcast. A terrible night. But when you take a step back, we're still up for the week. And because we don't chase money, we have the same amount wagering on every game. We're going to be able to ride out the storms, not get too high or too low. So let's move on to the card today and get the awful taste out of our mouth. Here we go. In college football, we'll recap our plays. If you want the full college football card, once again, go back to the Thursday podcast where we give you the special edition. Two system plays, though. We'll lead off there. We're on Clemson, minus the 4.5 against Wake Forest. We're on Kansas State, minus the 1 over number 11, Baylor. So Clemson and K-State, the two system plays this week in college football. The rest of your card, Michigan State, plus 19 over Ohio State. Oklahoma, minus 3.5 over Iowa State. Northwestern, plus 11 over Purdue. Texas, plus 3 at West Virginia. Indiana, plus 7.5 over Minnesota. Cincinnati, minus 11 over SMU. UCLA, minus 3.5 against USC. UTEP, minus 9 over Rice. Stanford, in the big game, plus 1.5 over Cal. Oregon, plus 3.5 over Utah. And Utah State, minus the 5.5 over Wyoming. Then we go to FCS college football, where every week here of late, we've been cherry-picking three plays from the website Hero Sports and a guy by the name of Sam Herder. His three plays that I'm going to steal this week are Montana State, plus 2.5 at Montana. Sam likes Montana State to win the game outright, 21-17. He also likes Sacramento State, plus 2 over UC Davis. He is picking Sacramento State to win the game, 28-20. And he likes Richmond, plus 1.5 over William and Mary. He's picking the Spiders to win the game, 35-31. So the three games in FCS college football again, Montana State plus 2.5, Sacramento State plus 2, and Richmond plus 1.5. Now let's get to the association, which on a dreadful night, one of the lone bright spots was the NBA total hit yet again. So we're on a nice run in the NBA. Hopefully we can keep that trend going tonight. It is the Jazz at the Kings, and we're going to play the under 223. The Jazz are 10-5 to the under this year. Last time out, they beat Toronto 119-103, going over the total. The Kings, meanwhile, 10-6 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost to Toronto 109-89, going under the number. So the Jazz, four of their last six games have gone under. Those two overs, though, would have gone under this total. The Kings, three of their last four have gone under. That's good enough for me. Let's play the under 223. Between the Jazz and the Kings. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we're going to play Nashville tonight, minus the 1.5 at Montreal, at a very nice payout of 240. So the Predators are 9-6-1 this season, 5-3-1 on the road. They've outscored their opponents in low-scoring games, 44-42. Last time out, they lost to Toronto, 3-0. The Canadiens, meanwhile, 4-13-2 this season. They are only 3-6-1 at home, and they have been outscored 67-38 this year. Last time out, they got blanked at Pittsburgh, 6-0. So a plus 240 opportunity versus a team that has lost four straight is just too good to pass up. Lots of value out there tonight in the NHL. Lots of plus 200s on the puck line. You don't see that very often. And we chose this one. Once again, we're playing Nashville, minus the 1.5. At a plus 240 at Montreal. Next up, we go to college basketball. We're on the hardwood. We're going to play seven games again today. That's kind of our magic number. We're going to lead off with a marquee matchup between Villanova and Tennessee. Yes, it is a good one. The Cats are 2-1 with that overtime loss at UCLA. Meanwhile, Rick Barnes and the Vols are 2-0 with easy wins by 28-32. This is a neutral site game today. And I like, obviously, Gillespie for Nova. I love Jay Wright, so I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Villanova over Tennessee in our opener. Next up on the card, we're going to give you our first college basketball total of the season. It's too good to pass up for me. It is Holy Cross and Air Force. And there's only one direction to go. That's under the number. And we're going to play the under 132. I know the simulation says to play the over, but I just can't see it based on the games I've watched with these guys. Both of these teams still run Princeton flex cuts. They love to slow it down. First to 55 wins today. I'm going under the 132 between Holy Cross and Air Force. Next up on the docket, we have Tulsa, +4.5 against Rhode Island. Both teams have very impressive wins of late. The Rams beat Boston College by 8 this week. Meanwhile, Tulsa beat Oregon State by 6. In this one, I'm going to take the Golden Hurricanes, +4.5. I think they match up well against Rhode Island. So we're on Tulsa, +4.5. Next up, we're going off the radar game. We're going down to Alabama. It is Alabama State, -2.5 over North Carolina Central. Alabama State is 0-5 this season, so of course we're going to play them. But they're 5-0 against the spread. And I have a soft spot in my heart for this team. They covered this week against Iowa for us. I'm going to ride the trend. Go Hornets. Let's go sting someone today and get our first W. Alabama State, -2.5 over NC Central. Next up, we go to Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, a big game there today. It is Drake, -4.5 over Richmond. The Spiders are 2-1, losing to Utah State earlier this year by 11. Drake is 2-0. Last time out, they crushed South Dakota by 49. They've given themselves 6 days to prepare for this one. This is a complete setup game. Drake is going to have a special season. The Bulldogs are going to cover the 4.5 today. I love Drake. It is Drake, -4.5 over Richmond. Next up, we're going to play UT Martin, +11.5 over Troy in Boca Raton. So Troy shocked me yesterday, losing to North Dakota by 2. So I'm a little mad at them. Meanwhile, UT Martin lost to Florida Atlantic on their home floor by 8. I'm going to take the points today with the Skyhawks of UT Martin against Troy. It is +11.5. Final game on our college basketball card, it is San Jose State, +27 at Texas. The Longhorns and Chris Beard are 2-1 with a 12-point loss at Gonzaga this year. Meanwhile, San Jose State is 1-2, losing by 14 to Stanford and losing by 1 point at Cal Baptist. The Spartans are bad, but Tim Miles knows how to cover the number. He's 3-0 so far this year, so I'm going to take the Spartans in this one, +27 at Texas. So let's recap the rest of your card. NBA, Jazz and Kings were under the 223. NHL, Nashville, -1.5 at Montreal, +240. College basketball, we're on Villanova, -2.5 over Tennessee. We're on Holy Cross and Air Force to stay under the 132. We're on Tulsa, +4.5 over Rhode Island. We're on Alabama State, -2.5 against North Carolina Central. We're on Drake, the Bulldogs, -4.5 over the Spiders of Richmond. And we're on UT Martin, +11.5 over Troy. And we like San Jose State, +27 at Texas. Well, let's hope today's better than yesterday. Thank you for joining us as always. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.